The Air Adventures of Biggles.
Photographs from Simmons' camera confirm Misha's opinion that a white man committed the murder. The air police set off in their two planes to track him down. Both parties are successful. Biggles discovers a big trading camp near the Ethiopian border, and Algy locates the murderer himself. When Algy turns his machine back to Lutonga to rendezvous with Biggles, he and his companions are surprised to see native soldiers moving about the strip and the crowd. They are Askaris, members of the famed Queen's African Rifles. There is another surprise when the flyers step down from their plane. A native rushes headlong onto the strip, followed by a body of soldiers. It is the headman trying to escape capture. He sees Ginger and, with a murderous snarl, draws back his spear.
Look out, Ginger! Oh, Jesus, Ghost, the spear went into the kite and missed you by inches. You jumped aside just in time.
Baked potatoes, he's still coming. He's after you with his bare hands, Jim.
I've a score to settle with this blighter. I'll fix him.
Good man, Jim. That brought him down.
Sizzling sausages, what a tackle. But the other blighter's still fighting. Think we should help him?
No, Jim can handle him. The native's unarmed, so it's a fair go.
But he's bigger than Jim. Stronger, too.
Is he? He'd need to be a darn sight stronger to take a suck on the jaw like that. Is he finished, Ginge?
I think so. I caught him with his head tilted. Managed to get in a decent crack. He'll be out for a while.
Then you can carry on the old battle, what?
Oh, no fear. Oh, he's too hefty for me. I thought he had me when he got his hands to my throat, but I've paid off my score, so I'm satisfied.
I say, are you fellows all right in there?
Baked potatoes, it's another white trout.
It's the officer in charge of the Askaris. Yes, we're all right. There's a near corpse your blokes can cut away, though.
Have you killed him?
No, not quite, but he'll see stars for a while.
I'll put a guard on him. I want to question him later. Sergeant, look after him, will you?
Yes, sir.
Now, let's get out of this crush. Nothing makes my blokes crowd around so much as a good scrap. My name's Haynes, by the way. Queen's African Rifles.
We're from the English Air Police. This is Bertie Lissy.
How do you do?
Ginger Hepplethwaite.
How do you do?
I'm Lissy.
English Air Police? That's Biggles' mob, isn't it?
That's right. He'll be putting down in a minute. Do you know Biggles?
No. But I've been serving in Africa long enough to hear about him. About all of you, for that matter. You've had quite a lot of fun and games down here, haven't you?
In the desert country, yes. This time, we're operating further south. We're on the trail of a nasty bit of work called Seta Zulu, or the Black Elephant.
Do you know him?
Same as with you fellows. I've heard of him, that's all.
Oh, pity, what? It had crossed the Lissy mind that you might be chasing the blighted tool. We could have joined forces.
I'm afraid we're on another job. A report came into Juba, that's my headquarters in the Sudan, that a white man had been killed hereabouts. I was sent down to investigate.
Good grief! You're chasing up the Simmons affair, too?
Simmons affair?
He's the white man who was murdered.
You know about it, do you?
We can tell you a good deal about it. But here's Biggles coming in now. I suggest we wait for him to put down, and then we can all compare notes. Between us, we should be able to nut out a plan that'll tie up this murder.
It seems to me you've done all the detective work for me. I thought we'd be trekking through the jungle for weeks.
Oh, it'll only take a few hours for your trucks to get through to the murderer's camp by the river.
The trucks could drive to the base camp near the border in less than a day.
I think we might do better than rely on the trucks. We still have two perfectly good planes, don't forget.
But now I'm here, you fellows will want to get on with their own job, won't you? This Black Elephant business.
I'm beginning to believe that they're all tied in together. The Black Elephant, this white murderer, and even the villagers here at Lutonga.
By the way, Mr. Haynes, what was the reason for the comedy out on the strip when we put down? Why were your soldiers chasing the headman?
Because the old coot bolted when I started to question him about the murder. The villagers were quite belligerent when we arrived, so my blokes herded them into the center of the kraal while I questioned the headman. Then he tried this cut-and-run business.
Oh, he probably thought you put him in, Ginge. That's why he tried to spear you.
You can stay under guard now, all the way back to Juba. That old boy is going to face a charge of attempted murder.
You'll have more than that to charge him with. Show Mr. Haynes those photographs, Ginge.
Yes, all right. Just a sec. Here we are. Look, there's the headman.
Uh-huh.
You'll see him in several of the pictures.
Trading stolen ivory, eh?
He and his villagers are poachers. I think there's enough evidence in those pictures.
My word, that is. The fact that they're dealing with Bronner is enough to prove what they're up to.
Is Bronner the white man in the pictures?
Yes. I'd never met him, but there are photographs of him in our files at Juba. He's one of the most notorious bad eggs in the district.
In what way?
Any way, providing it's crooked. He comes from Ethiopia. Actually, he's a European, but there may be some Ethiopian blood in him, too. When the war broke out, he was spying for the Germans in Addis Ababa. Since then, he's been involved in a number of crimes. Smuggling, poaching, theft. Enough to jail him for years. But every time we get onto his trail, he steps back across the border into Ethiopia.
You can add another crime to that list and hang him for it. He murdered Simmons.
So Bronner's your mysterious white man, is he?
We are sure of it. What's more, we can lead you straight to him.
By Jove, yes. And this time the blighter won't have a chance to skip back to Ethiopia, what?
I'll be awfully grateful for the help of your plans, Inspector, but you sure it won't interfere with your own work?
It may help it. Pat's persuaded me that Seta Zulu and this Bronner character may be working in together. Trot out your theory, Pat.
Well, it's largely a hunch, but it could be right. I believe that the Black Elephant brings all his stolen cattle up here and sells them to Bronner. Bronner then takes them back to Ethiopia, and as far as the British authorities are concerned, they disappear.
By Jove! Baked potatoes, old darling. Yes, you know, come to think of it, you may have whacked the jolly old nail on the head with that. Now look here. We know Seta Zulu's heading north now. Bronner must be waiting for him.
And another thing. While he was waiting, he did some trading for ivory with the local natives. We're pretty sure of that. And then Simmons stepped in and was undoubtedly murdered. And, well, there we are.
The theory is very sound. There's a big Ethiopian camp up near the border. The men there are obviously waiting for something. And they're camped close to a cattle track.
Yes, and look here. I can give you some more evidence.
Uh-huh.
Bronner's own camp is not far from the northern tip of the bamboo swamp. And we know that's how the Black Elephant's bringing the cattle up here.
He must be waiting there to collect the cattle from the Black Elephant. Then he'll drove them up to his base camp, and from there, fall back across the border.
That's right. He could do that and still keep the cattle under cover for most of the way. There's an enormous belt of elephant grass just to the north of him.
Well, that convinces me. All right, we'll pick up Bronner first, and then wait for the Black Elephant. Oh, by the way, you happy to go into action immediately, Mr. Haynes?
My word, yes. The sooner the better. I'll leave you to do the organizing now. You know more of the details than I do.
Very well. I suggest you come with me in the Proctor, and we'll make the arrest. You and Ginge can come too, Bertie. It'll make our party stronger.
Infinitely stronger, old bean.
Algie, you and Pat take the Mozzie and watch events from the air. If Bronner attempts to escape, keep track of him. Use your guns if necessary.
Roger.
Michu can set off ahead of us with a group of askaris in one of the trucks. They'll bring the prisoners back when we've made the arrests. Now then, any questions?
No.
All right, then. Let's start organizing. There he is, standing by the tent.
The blighter has a nerve. He doesn't seem worried in the least.
I'll worry him. You blokes come over with me. Keep your eyes on the natives in case there's trouble.
Go ahead. We'll back you up.
Are you Carl Bronner?
I am Carl Bronner. Who are you?
Lieutenant Haynes of the Queen's African Rifles.
How interesting.
Get your gear packed up. They're coming back to my headquarters with me. There are some questions we want to ask you.
How interesting.
All right. Get moving.
Yes, I get moving. That's your little pussquick.
He's got Haynes by the throat. Come on. No. Watch the natives. They're moving in on us.
Thank you.
Bronau has given the signal for a general struggle. Will Biggles and his friends succeed in their arrest? Is this white crook connected with the Black Elephant? Listen again for excitement in the next chapter of The Air Adventures of Biggles.